Fundraiser Bill Cellini of Springfield schemed to hide money and avoid settling up with taxpayers.
From limited and incomplete financial records, the report helps piece together a snarled web of deceit that reflects the unabashed arrogance of the hotel's owners. The hotel served as a money hole for Mr. Cellini's corporation, which went to great lengths to hide profits and manipulate revenues to avoid its financial obligation to the state.
Junilius refuses to call the actions criminal. He says that's up to authorities to decide. The state took over ownership of the hotel recently and plans to auction it off later this year. The treasurer says the hotel has turned a profit since it's been in state hands. Attempts to reach Cellini were unsuccessful. The secretary says he's out of the country. His attorney has denied any wrongdoing involving the hotel. Barack Obama is joining fellow Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin in opposing the Canadian National Railway Company's $300 million purchase of the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern Railway. In a letter to Barrington officials released yesterday, Obama says he's concerned about the potential hardships for communities associated with increased freight traffic. The Democratic presidential candidate cited the impact that increased freight trains will have on traffic and on emergency responders. There are more than 130 at-grade crossings along the line. An Obama spokesman says the senator would consider an updated proposal if one submitted. The EJ&E skirts the Chicago area from Waukegan to Joliet and Gary. At the Federal Surface Transportation Board approves the deal. Freight traffic would quadruple through many suburbs. An emergency crews gingerly removed a semi hauling 8,500 pounds of dynamite that crashed on a ramp leading to an Interstate 70 welcome center near Terre Haute. The interstate was closed for more than an hour yesterday after the semi was safely removed. Vigo County Emergency Management Agency Deputy Director Keith Holbert says the driver of the semi was headed eastbound on I-70 near the state line when he failed to negotiate the ramp leading to the Clear Creek Welcome Center. The Republican hopeful for Congress in the 11th District in Illinois tells McLean County party leaders he won't be emptying his personal bank account to pay for his campaign. Willis Kern has more.
Marty Ozinga is independently wealthy from his large, family-owned and operated Will County concrete mixing business. But the 58-year-old says he doesn't believe in bankrolling his effort with private wealth.
I'm able to do that, but I'm not philosophically in agreement with that concept. I believe that for me to be an effective and winning candidate, I have to have a broad base of support financially and otherwise from people all over the district and all over the country for that matter.
Ozinga says he used some of his own money to set up his office, but that's it. He says he's budgeting $3 million in the race against Democratic State Senator Debbie Halverson and Green Party hopeful Jason Wallace. Ozinga says his grassroots campaign raised almost $500,000 in just a few weeks after he stepped into the race when primary winner Tim Balderman backed out. I'm Willis Kern.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
And at 8:35, Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at weather now on AM 580's Morning Edition. And Mike, good morning to you. A buddy of yours named Ernie called in and talked to Henry Frayne a minute ago.
Ernie Westfield.
Wanted to mention that it was on May 20th back in 1920, that'd be 88 years ago, that the inaugural season of the Negro National League had its first game played. And in that game... 68 years. No, it'd be 88. It would be in 1920.
Years, 20 yeah. plus.
Do your math, Frayne. And in that game, the Chicago Giants were beaten by the Indianapolis ABCs. Giants went on to finish last in the league that year.
Well, you know, that was the Negro League, that was the Negro National League. Now, the Negro League continued on until 1961, I believe it was, and Ernie Westfield was the last starting pitcher in a Negro League All-Star game as he pitched for, I believe it was the Birmingham Black Barons, and Ernie was a pitcher in the 1960 All-Star game, and I had the pleasure of catching him in an Eastern Illinois old-timers game. Yes, I was an old-timer, and since I was the youngest of the old-timers, I got to catch for both teams for several innings. This was several years ago, and Ernie was still bringing it, and I'm sure he could still strike out more than a few batters if you put a lineup in front of him.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, your brush with greatness.
Yeah, indeed. 88 years ago today. Well, let's go to more recent history. In fact, the top of the hour. Let's take a look at temperatures from the upper 40s, 47 degrees at South Bend. That was the coolest at the top of the hour. Metropolis still sitting at 59. I may have to go down and tap on their thermometer. It hasn't been moving much, but a partly sunny sky to the south, mostly cloudy to the north. No precipitation for Illinois and Indiana right now, but there will be a chance this afternoon as another disturbance, another pocket of cooler air in the mid-level of the atmosphere rotates through. A polar vortex still in play as temperatures across eastern Canada, across the Great Lakes, in through New England. Very cool this morning, much cooler than average for this time of year. Our average low temperature is around 54, 55 degrees right now, and we have finally made it to 54. So we start out cooler than average, and we'll top out cooler than average. The average high temperature is 77, and we're going to